red postbox. The only other thing I wanted to say before we continue with our service is many of you will know that we've been having a review into the traditional Eucharistic service, and the report has come in at 22 pages, so it's not a light read, but I wanted to tell you that I've read it, and it's been very, very helpful indeed as a way of, in a sense, putting my finger on the pulse of what people are feeling here. And I guess my big take home is that this congregation has felt overlooked because of all the other things that are going on. I guess rather like the oldest child, as more siblings keep getting born, the mother spends all her attention raising up these babies, and the older child is left thinking, doesn't my mum love me anymore? So I do acknowledge that, and obviously very much regret that that's how people have been left feeling. I do value this congregation hugely. All the other things that have started up in the 10 years since I've been here have all really been through your hard efforts, your giving of your time, of your money. I mean, we wouldn't have all the wonderful open door built, you know, rooms at the back and at the top of church without your generosity in the past. And so I very much accept probably all of the recommendations, actually, and there are quite a few of them. And, you know, I just want to reassure you that this congregation is still very much at the heart of the church. But it's because you're all mature and you're not sort of baby Christians running around in nappies with me having to come and clear up messes after you and make sure. I very much kind of expect the traditional congregation to in a sense to be able to look after themselves to a larger degree, which probably is part of the whole perception that you feel you're not being looked after. But there are lots of baby Christians running around, praise God, at the other congregations who obviously do need a lot of shepherding. But this is very much still part of very much the central part of the agenda of the church. We're going to try and update the website to reflect more of what goes on in this congregation. We're going to set up a creative team to look at ways, because basically this service runs on rails, praise God. It is fair to say that we don't put as much thought into what is happening every Sunday into this congregation as we do the other two, and we're going to try and rebalance that by setting up a creative team. So, you know, representatives from, you know, the choir, those who provide us with music, just to see if we can just tweak things a little bit. One of the sayings in the report is, you know, if you make 100 changes that are very small, of just 1% each, it actually adds up to 100%. So we're not thinking of doing anything massively radical, but just to improve little discrete areas of the provision. And I think the last big thing, of course, is the whole timing issue. And we've been wrestling with this for years. And we've been wrestling with it because there's no easy answer, and you can't keep everyone happy. And we are looking into whether doing a trial in the same way that we had a trial period to move from 11 to 11:15, and moving the 9:30 to the afternoon might be viable. But please be under no illusions, that is a massive upheaval. So just Messy Church, for example, it's a thriving congregation, 140, 160 people coming to Messy Church. That would have to move to a Saturday. You may think, great, that's nice and easy. It's not so simple. We have Buckingham Choral Society, the Lembra Singers, we have the university, endless Saturday afternoon bookings throughout the year. So Messy Church wouldn't be able to say, we meet on the second Saturday of every month. There would be no consistency with that at all. Do we really want to risk that by having, you know, depending on which month it is, depends on which Saturday it is? am I going to be able to get 9:30 team to turn up, to be in the band, having to turn up from 2:30 on a Sunday afternoon through to 8 p.m. on a Sunday evening. That's a long time to be on duty, whether it's on the balcony or the band. So there's lots of issues, but I am going to look into it really carefully to see if it is possible. Because, of course, if it is, you'll all be absolutely delighted because you'll be back at your 10 a.m. slot and the service can go on for as long as you want, sort of thing. But, you know, we play around with these things at great risk, really, and it's heartbreaking. It would be heartbreaking to lose lots and lots of people by making a misjudged decision. So we're looking into that, and I am hoping, I'm hoping. So the first stage is to identify whether we can even have a trial. And so we're speaking to all the people who are on team at the 9:30 to see if they'd be prepared to shift to the 4:00. If they are, then I think we're looking good to do a trial. I then got the problem, of course, is you'll all love the trial because you'll be back at 10 a.m. And what if the trial doesn't work and I have to stand up to you and say, sorry, guys, we're back at 11:15. I mean, I'm thinking to myself, I'll let the curate make that announcement. Anyway, thank you for listening to me, and I'm sorry for any disappointments and hurt that have been caused over the months. But I do love you all, and I love this service as well. And so I just want nothing more than for this service to grow in the coming months and years. Let us turn to the prayer of preparation on page 3.